In the focus on Target stores, other retailers are quietly running into hackers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Is the economy faltering slightly given those surprisingly weak employment numbers we got Friday? Some argue part of the problem there was the nasty weather last month. But later this week, retail sales and industrial production reports are due. Julia Coronado is chief economist North America at BNP Paribas in New York. Julia, maybe we should be talking more to meteorologists instead of economists, eh?
Well, you know, weather was a factor in the Friday report. We don't know to what extent the Bureau of Labor Statistics just cited construction. And it probably or it could be a factor in the reports you mentioned for this week. Retail sales could have been affected by weather, certainly, and industrial production could have been had some difficulties because of cold weather.
The weather fudge factor making it tougher to really see what's going on in the U.S. economy. Julia, the North American Auto Show opens in Detroit today. As an engine for employment in America, the auto industry certainly improved, right?
Absolutely. The auto sector is a bright spot. It's regaining competitiveness and market share, and it's adding jobs. But let's keep in mind that it's a tiny little sector, and the broader manufacturing sector also has been adding jobs. But we lost more than 2 million manufacturing jobs during the recession. We've regained about 500,000 of those. So manufacturing renaissance, yes, but not as good as perhaps we'd like it to be.
And on Wednesday, President Obama's in Raleigh, North Carolina, to talk about manufacturing jobs. The administration has a competition going with federal money going to three winning manufacturing hubs around the country. Julia, thank you very much for this.
It's a pleasure.
First, Target said hackers got access to info on as many as 70 million of its customers. Then there was word criminals got into some customer card accounts at Neiman Marcus. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer says brace yourself for more.
There are reports that at least three other well-known retailers were hacked over the holidays. Brian Krebs of Krebs on Security says he's investigating possible breaches at two big chains. Krebs wouldn't name them, and he says retailers don't like to fess up about cyber attacks.
They have every incentive to hide it, particularly if it happens around the busiest shopping season for them.
Plus, Krebs says retailers don't want to attract other hackers by appearing weak and vulnerable. He says it's kind of like they're guarding a castle.
You know, if you didn't know how they got in, would you want to call attention to that problem? You'd sort of, on one level, be inviting all the bandits in the area to come raid your castles.
So it's up to consumers to be vigilant. Keep a close eye on your statements. Even tiny charges for pennies could indicate that hackers are testing to see if your account is still active. Krebs says it's common for cyber criminals to make a series of charges for less than $10, hoping consumers won't notice. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Budweiser is owned by a Belgian-Brazilian conglomerate. Now Jim Beam and Maker's Mark Bourbon will be owned by a Japanese conglomerate. There's news just now that Suntory will pay $13.6 billion in cash and assume some debt for Beam, which also does Sauza Tequila and Courvoisier. In early trading this morning, Beam stock was up about 24%. See Marketplace live. You can enter to win a chance to join us at the Norse Theater in San Francisco on January 28th as we discuss the new era of philanthropy. Details and rules at marketplace.org/trip. Ah, those prestidigitators at the Federal Reserve. They wave their fingers or wrinkle their noses like on Bewitched, and shazam, they create money. With the Fed set to start winding down its economic stimulus this month, what about the $4 trillion the Fed has magically created out of thin air? With fewer bonds to buy for the stimulus, the money will be burning a hole in America's pocket. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, for just this problem, the Fed has developed a new set of tools.
All right, let's start with some magic. The Federal Reserve has this magic ability to create money. It's been doing this a lot to pay for bonds and securities to juice the economy. Peter Fisher used to actually do this when he worked at the New York Fed. He's now a senior fellow at the Tuck School of Business.
The Fed would call up banks and say, we'd like to buy some bonds today.
The Fed takes the bonds and pays the bank by putting money into the bank's reserve account, which is like a bank account for banks. In 2006, there was about $13 billion of extra money in there. Now it's around $2.5 trillion. And here is where some people start to get nervous.
If the economy were to start accelerating very quickly, then all this money the Fed's created, banks could lend that money out. And the concern about inflation would come from that activity happening in a very rapid way.
Fisher doesn't think this will happen, mind you, and neither do a lot of economists.
The textbooks need to be rewritten.
Joseph Gagnon is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Normally, the Fed would have to destroy all that money it created, sell off assets, or otherwise just delete the cash out of the economy. But he says in 2008, Congress gave the Fed a power that changed everything.
The main thing is that the Fed can pay interest now on reserves, which it couldn't before.
The banks aren't going to lend those excess reserves out. Why would they when the Fed is paying to keep them there? Not only that, says Gagnon, but those interest rates the Fed pays banks affect the interest rates that banks then charge everyone else.
The Fed can pay a higher rate and no one's going to lend to anyone else at a lower rate because you can lend to the Fed with no risk. And so that's going to be the lowest rate in the economy.
What this means is that the Fed has a new power to control interest rates and inflation that has nothing to do with how much money it's created. Now, whether that is a magic bullet or magical thinking, we'll all find out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
If all this sophisticated planning at the Fed has nudged you into doing some planning of your own, maybe you want to consult an expert. Marketplace Money host Carmen Wong Ulrich explains how to go about identifying a suitable financial planner. Look for Ask Carmen at Marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.